Now, let's talk about this. On Friday, Williamson County Commissioners received a letter from the Illinois Department of CMS. That's the Central Management Services. What did that letter say to you, Ron?
It said basically that we were not going to be sold the allotment of salt that we had requested at the end of last winter.
You and eight other counties will not be sold salt by the state.
The letter did not say that. We found that out when our supervisor of the highway department, he called CMS, and in this telephone call was very, very disturbing. That's when we found out that we were one of nine counties in the extreme southern part of Illinois that was not going to receive salt. And we asked what the formula was to come up with this.
I'm sorry, Ron, before we get to that, why exactly were nine counties told no?
What was that question again?
Why was Williamson County and the other counties told no to the salt supply from the state?
We don't know, other than the fact that we were not selected to receive salt. That's the only official answer that we've been given.
Okay.
Now, when they say county, that means every municipality or city inside that county. So in Williamson County's case, we're talking Heron, Carterville, Marion, Johnston City, Crab Orchard, Creel, Pittsburgh.
Right.
And, I mean, this is just devastating. And the nine counties include Union, Jackson, Williamson, Saline, Perry, Franklin, Hamilton, and Jefferson counties. Sounds like a tornado warning.
Right. It really does. Now, in this respect, not only is the ability to purchase, but the price is also in question here because Williamson County will at this point have to go out on the open market to purchase salt?
Right. Last year, we spent $56 a ton. That's what CMS charged everybody in the state. This year, we can file paperwork, and we've already done that, to be redetermined if we will be considered. To be redetermined, we had to agree to pay up to $140 a ton in salt.
So what we're talking about, they would press you up from around $100,000 a year to around $250,000 a year compared to last year's prices and what you used.
Well, if we got the full allotment of salt, it would go to between $350,000 and $400,000.
Okay, then. All right. Now, so you have until Friday to resubmit to the state?
We did that the day we got the letter.
Okay.
We have until the 25th, but we weren't taking any chances. We went ahead and did that. But at the same time, we started looking for alternative sources. And there are two major companies that provide salt in the United States. One's in Overland Park, Kansas, and the other one's in Minnesota. Contacting both of them, they do not have any extra salt available. They don't have anything to meet outside of the obligations that they have accepted previously. And the one up in Minnesota recommended that we look at the international market, which is basically the black market. And there you're talking about salt starting at $150 a ton and going north, and that's not an option. The thing that just upset me was I immediately got on the horn and started calling all of our elected officials, and I personally talked with Mike Bost, talked to John Bradley's chief of staff, I talked to Brandon Phelps, I talked to the staff of Dave Luchtefeld and Gary Forby, and Tom, what I found interesting here, not one elected official knew about this in advance, and that just blows my mind. And then in a further conversation that we had with IDOT Friday afternoon, they knew about this decision 2 weeks ago, but they didn't say anything, and I can't blame them. I wouldn't say anything either if this wasn't my doings.
Right.
But if this decision was out there 2 weeks ago, why weren't our elected officials contacted? And I wanted to know, I have asked this question personally, and I can't get an answer from anybody. What was the math formula used or the selection process used to determine which counties would receive salt and which counties wouldn't? And we were told by CMS that the entire state has different IDOT districts. There are counties that will receive salt, and there are counties that will not receive salt throughout the state of Illinois in every IDOT district. And, Tom, we're playing with the lives of people. I mean, we're playing with people's lives here. This is really serious.
Yeah. Well, we got a good taste of that this winter. Hey, Ron, you and I are going to stay in touch, okay, on this issue, and we'll be talking again very soon, okay?
Absolutely.